Provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchett will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchett will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchett is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
a stain that needs to be removed.
Oh boy, haven't we all had those?
Yeah.
Especially after, you know, holiday meal.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 27th edition of Pinions Playhouse. Boy, don't you know that Santa Claus is taking a good long nap right about now? That guy's got to be tired. We're brought to you today by NeoGraft, the NeoGraft Hair Transplantation System, FDA approved. Puts all the other old barbaric methods of transplanting to shame. Not painful. Most people can do it in one session, and we'll tell you where. The only one place in the entire state.
Hey!
And it's right down the road, basically. We'll talk after we tell you who we are. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, Chad, your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from a 401k, now is a great time to sit down with Mark and Jason and get a free consultation. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Tina Dalpiaz brought you the Wood Report earlier, and a fine one it was. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. You know that Santa Claus hires him personally and pays him directly every year?
Really?
Wow. To help protect. Yes. Few people know that. He's actually in the sleigh, hidden under a bunch of toys, secretly protecting Santa Claus. Think about it. Muggers, they love to get their hands
sure
on those
yeah
toys. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses find you.
And Rat Boy is so happy because Santa left him a handwritten note. Hey, that could be valuable one day because that's actually his real writing. Rat Boy, you've been a good boy. I'll read it to you. You've been a really good boy. Here are your gifts under the tree. It's Santa that you sure know how to please. Not just milk and cookies, but thank you for the...
What is cheese. It?
Thank you for the cheese.
Wow.
Wow. He liked the cheese, Rat Boy. Way to go. How about Bruce Limpress and the all-boy orchestra?
Santa's not used to getting
yeah
cheese.
No.
Nice change of pace.
The milk and cookies thing has got to get old. Yeah. Thank you so much. Brought to you by the NeoGraft Hair Transplantation System. Look, this is just a fact. Not everybody looked good bald. I'm lucky. I'm a very good-looking man, bald-headed.
You're
okay,
rare exception.
I happen to be handsome, bald. And the reason I know this is I can't count the women in my life and said, you are a really good-looking, bald-headed guy. I've heard it 1,000 times.
On the women that hang out after the show waiting for you.
I couldn't count them either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you tried to do there.
What?
You tried to act like I was, it's like it's a funny joke, like women have never said that to me. Well, there are, look, you've seen people who are bald and their head looks like an egg or something.
Sure.
They don't look good bald. They got a pointed head or something. Not everybody has to settle for being bald. You used to have, like, three choices. Be bald, wear a ridiculous-looking toupee that looks like a dead animal fell out of the sky and landed crooked on your head, or go through some horrible, horrific pain and wear a hat for 2 years to cover the scabs from archaic plugs and strips that they would rip out of the back of your head. Those days are over. If you are one of the few, like me, that looks really good bald, then good for you. If you're not, neograft, it's called, the process. You can go online and you can see videos of how neograft works. I'll tell you very simply that it works like this. They take hair, and they take them one at a time, from sides or certainly around the back of your head where you have plenty and it's really thick, and they take a single follicle and they transplant it and put it up on the top of your head or the crown or where the, or if you have a widow's peak and you want it on either side of that. They do it one hair at a time, so naturally a session takes a while. It's a painstakingly precise procedure that works. And I think my question, one of the first questions I asked Dr. Moore, who runs the center, and by the way, has had the procedure himself, I thought my question was one that would be the first question that anybody would ask, and oddly enough, it's not. But that is, why would this hair grow after it's put on the top of my head when the hair that was there before didn't grow and it died? I think that's a great question. Different follicle, different roots, different system. That hair that they take out of the back and put on top will grow on top where the other hair wouldn't. And there's a name for that, and for the life of me, I can never remember what it's called. But they'll explain all that to you. And when you go to the Lifestyle Center in Clayton to talk about neograft, right before you go, write down every question that you can think of about this process. Questions like that. How come that hair grows there when the other hair wouldn't grow there? Why won't it die? Will I eventually lose all that hair? Does it hurt? How long does it take? How much does it cost? Ask them all that. That's what they want you to do. And then you're probably going to meet Dr. Moore. He runs the place. He has had this done. Take a look at the top of his head. Neograft. You don't have to be bald. And you don't have to glue or snap on. You know there are guys that have snaps?
That's what I was going to ask you. Do they still do
embedded
that?
Embedded snaps in your head.
They,
where
put,
you
they put the one part, and then the other part is on the hair piece, right?
Yeah.
And then
you've got a metal snap in your skin.
Or did you use Velcro?
Well, maybe they have Velcro hair pieces. I don't know. But forget all that. This is called Neograft. The website to go to is neograftstl.com. That's neograftstl.com, and they have 24-month 0% financing to make it even easier for you. Most people, one session is all it takes. So check it. Hey, check it out. You got nothing to lose. Average age of patients is 30 to 60, and yes, they do it on women as well, men and women. The Neograft hair transplantation system. Again, it's neograftstl.com. Roku, R-O-K-U. My son brought his over for Christmas. One of the most amazing things I've ever seen. About as big as a hockey puck. You plug it in your TV and you plug the power in the wall. If you have Wi-Fi, a router, it picks up the internet signal. And I've never seen any little thing that contains so much stuff. TV shows, movies, by the thousands. Netflix, Hulu, Crackle. It blew me away. This thing is so incredible. $60. That's it. The only other charge is if you rent a movie or you buy a movie, you can do all that right through that little thing that's not much bigger than a hockey puck. So that was fun to watch. You brought that over. I before this hits the paper, the newspaper, and I'm gonna shut that down right now by announcing this myself. I've been suspended from this radio station for 6 working days.
Really?
Yes. I don't want
the Brenda Lee thing.
Deborah Drescher.
Yeah, what happened?
Deb Drescher, or whatever her name is, the columnist. I don't want her to get a hold of this. I don't want to talk about it. but I'm suspended effective tomorrow, and I will be off suspension a week from Thursday. So Wednesday through Wednesday, I am. And I suspended myself because I am my boss here, my own boss.
And
I have suspended myself for something that I did on the air that I just don't think I should have done. So I'm suspending myself.
What did you do?
Well, I don't want to go into it, okay? But I just feel that I deserve to be suspended. So I'm sorry, everybody.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I got to kill some time. Maybe I'll go somewhere warm or something. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
That's
but I
torture.
Just think that if I would suspend somebody else for this, I should suspend myself. It's only fair.
Right.
So I am suspended for 6 weeks.
You could suspend me.
No, you haven't done anything. No, literally, you haven't done anything.
Wow.
You're trying to do something, get suspended.
Yeah, why don't you do something?
All right.
I think what happened this year that I don't remember hearing about other years is a really good thing, and that's all these people paying off these layaways. You know, we heard about the gold coin thing for years, putting them in the Salvation Army bucket. How about this epidemic of people paying off layaways? That's a great thing.
Yeah.
I never heard about it till this year, and they said it's been going for a couple of years.
Well, they just brought layaway back until just the layaway went away for a long time.
And
it wasn't even an option.
Can't you pretty much assume that if somebody puts something in layaway, it's because they need time?
Pay it out over a chunk.
Yeah, I don't think rich people put things in layaway. So I think that's a good target for people who want to help somebody. Pay off. I think that's a... That's a great deal. And I still say, and Dan and I used to talk about this years ago, I still don't know why some store doesn't bring back what Venture did with that every 100th shopping cart, no charge.
That was the greatest. And
I'm
that,
telling you, man. Look, if you buy lottery tickets or take any sort of chance, you got a 1 in 100 shot that when you go through the checkout, you're the 100th cart, boom, no matter what's in it. No charge. I thought that was a great thing.
That happened with us. We were the 100th person, and I was loading the cart with stuff. And my wife goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "Just in case." And she goes, "Well, what happens if we're not?" I said, "Then I'll just take all the stuff and put it back." And she goes, "Oh, no, don't do that." And we got up there, and we were.
So you're trying to cheat the system.
Yep.
And then
I would have had all
the stuff. What a nice message for the young people.
Maybe that's why they took it away. Because everybody just load up their carts, and then once they found out, they just return.
And it is people like Dan that ruin it for everybody else. Way to go.
Wow. Yeah.
Way to go.
You're welcome.
Now, if you've ever been to Sam's or Costco, and apparently this is a Walmart, so I didn't know they did this at Walmart, when you go to leave, they stop and they check your receipt.
Right.
And they claim, because I've asked them, "Why do you do this for?" "Well, we want to make sure you got everything you paid for." No, don't give me that. You want to make sure I'm not stealing.
Right, there's nothing extra in your car.
Yeah, it's to see if I'm stealing. Check this. A couple days ago, Walmart, they say this is at a Walmart, 70-year-old female Walmart greeter asked to see a receipt as the woman was leaving. The woman punched her in the face.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, she just didn't think they had any business checking her card.
The times I've gone through Sam's, though, and the people they have, there's no way they can look over.
They glance at it and go, okay. And
I mean, I've gone, because I'm not a Sam's member, but I've gone with my mom before. She's a member, and it's usually before a trip or something where we're loading up, and there's a big cart full of things there, and they just go, all right, and they put the little highlighter strip through.
You know, I think it is. It's to make people nervous who've stolen something. Mm-hmm. So that they're afraid, maybe I might get caught. They don't really look at that stuff. Boy, this is a good news story to me. You gun haters, sorry, but you're not going to like this story. Somebody goes into a Kroger store. I'm trying to find out where. Indianapolis Kroger store. Guy goes in and grabs a female employee and puts a hard object into her back. Don't get ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he forces her into an office area, marches her in there like he's going to take her in there and, tie her up or who knows, shoot her or something. But when he takes her in there, in that office is an employee who has a gun, concealed carry permit, shoots the robber in the face and kills him.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the end of that. So think twice if you, of course, Illinois. In that backward state, if you're going to pull this kind of thing, don't do it in Indiana. Do it in Illinois, because Illinois hates for law-abiding citizens to have guns. So if you want to do it there. It's a pretty safe bet that nobody in the store will have a gun and can do anything to you. That has to change before long. Returned gifts. The most returned gifts after the holidays, clothes and shoes. Well, no kidding. You don't buy clothes and shoes for people. Most of the time, they're not going to fit. I always have to try, because what fits me as an XL in one brand is too big or too small in another brand. And same with shoes. Some shoes, for me, it's an 11. Some is 11 and a half. Very seldom, but it has happened that a 10 and a half would fit. So I that's never a good idea to... Unless they go back, they love it, and they go, hey, I just need this in a half size. Yeah. But that's the number one most returned gift items are one and two are clothes and shoes. And then that's apparel. That's 62% of the returned gifts. And then after that, it's toys and games, electronics, kitchen and bath products, cosmetics and beauty products. Now, how do you get somebody else cosmetics? Would a woman buy another?
If I wanted somebody to buy it for me, I'd tell them exactly what I wanted, the color.
I want Chanel No. 5. Is that? That's not cosmetics.
No, cosmetics is makeup.
Perfume, right?
Well, then that's even harder to understand that somebody would buy somebody makeup.
Unless you buy Clinique and you say, I like the Clinique, blah, blah, blah.
Well, what kind of surprise gift is that? You've told them exactly what makeup you're getting.
Hey, that's why I can return.
I like that.
Jewelry and watches are the next most returned item. I get that. I'll tell you one thing that is good. Women's watches, like your grandmother, they used to be the size of a dime.
Oh,
China. Woman's watch was so little, and now women wear great big watches that you can actually...
Or men's watches.
Oh, men's watches are the size of a pizza plate. Right. They're huge. they're too big. They're like rapper watches or something. So those are the...
I like them that big.
Most returned.
Well,
I can read them.
Of course you do. You can't see. I'm a little bit upset by this. I've been hanging on to this for a week, and I have to address it. The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra added 4 new board members, and I was not called.
What?
I know. I was not called to be on the board of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, and I don't understand why. Here are the 4 new board members. Rochelle Burton, Senior VP of Corporate Communications at Wells Fargo. Joe Ems III, Regional Chairman, St. Louis Market President of U.S. Bank. Jay Nouse, partner at Brian Cave. And Craig Sadler, CFO of Boeing's Network and Space Division. Why not me?
Frank opinion.
Why can't I be on the board of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra? And aren't some of these boards, don't they pay you a lot of money to be on the board? You know, you could have a full-time income if you just got on like 3 or 4 of the
rates. Really? Because I thought if you're on the board, you don't get anything.
Oh, no. There's some boards, the directors get a lot of money to be on them. Those are the ones I want to be on. And then you don't even have to have a real job. I saw this story of this woman. We have a friend who decorates her house for everything that comes along. She has a Valentine's tree on Valentine's. She has a Halloween tree on Halloween. She has a 4th of July tree, all these themes. But here's a woman over in Gilberts, Illinois, who has like a dozen trees for Christmas in her house. And each tree is a theme. Like one tree is decorated with all Santas. Different Santa.
Oh, I think I've seen somebody that does that.
And then another one's all angels, and another one's all candy cane or something. Every room in the house has a tree. Well, yeah, it's cool, but boy, what a pain.
I mean, you have to take them down.
To put up and take down a dozen trees every year.
I know more people now that keep their tree. They have an artificial tree, and they have an extra room or something, and they just kind of...
Trash bag?
Yeah, they put a big bag over it or something, and then they...
Smart.
You got the room, absolutely.
Yeah. I know that part of the fun is the ritual of breaking out the ornaments. But you know what? The truth is, just pull the bag off the tree.
Yeah.
And the stuff's already on there from last year. It's still just as pretty and lights up. And, you know, the older you get, the more you have a tendency to want to do that. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, the problem in telling this joke is I have to figure out how to do the voices of 2 different old women.
Ooh.
That's tough to do.
Well, that's a degree of difficulty.
These are 2 old widows that are talking, Dorothy and Edna. And Dorothy says to Edna, she says, "You know that nice Georgia Johnson?" She said, and Edna says, "Yeah, I know George."
They both sound like Monty Fricker.
Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
George Johnson?
George Johnson. Oh,
okay.
She says, "What about him?" She says, "Well, George Johnson asked me out on the date, and I know that you went out with him a couple of weeks ago, didn't you? Didn't you go on a date with him?" She says, "Yes, yes, I did." I'm trying my best.
Right, yeah.
I'm trying my best
like
to separate these two voices.
That sounds like
Tina.
Herbert the Pervert
Thank
on
you,
Family Guy. Yes, I did.
She said, "Well, tell me about your date with George Johnson, because I have to decide whether or not I'm going to go out with this man." She says, "Well, I tell you, he came to my apartment. He was very punctual at exactly 7 o'clock. Dressed like a gentleman in a fine suit, and he brought me the most beautiful flowers. And then I went downstairs, and there's a luxury automobile, I believe it was a limousine, and a chauffeur. It was wonderful, and he took me to dinner, and it was a wonderful dinner. We had lobster and champagne and creme brulee for dessert. And we had after-dinner drinks, and he even took me to a show afterwards. And let me tell you, Dorothy, I don't believe I've ever had a more wonderful evening out. But then we came back to my apartment, and he turned into an animal. He went crazy. I had a beautiful, expensive dress. He ripped it to shreds, ripped it right off my body.
Turned into Julia Childs.
Till I was naked.
Or Mrs. Doubtfire.
And then he had his way with me 2 times. And she's, the other woman says, "Well, for goodness sakes, so you're telling me I shouldn't go out with him." She says, "No, I'm telling you, wear an old dress."
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got a couple things going on now. The first one is on northbound Lindbergh at Baptist Church. You've got an accident that has the two right lanes blocked there and traffic backed up to Tesson Ferry. Then also on, let's see here. We've got another accident just now reported at Kings Highway and Arsenal. You've got those two stalled tractor trailers on the right shoulder on northbound 270 right at Ledoux, and that's got traffic stop and go now. Between Highway 270 or Highway 40 up to Ledoux, and then slow traffic on eastbound 40 between Mason and 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Pearl Vision, reminding you to visit pearlvision.com to find money-saving orders like buy one, get one free eyeglasses or prescription sunglasses. It's another way they're different. Pearl Vision, clearly different. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Want to win 2 seats to see Sunday in the Park with George with McGraw on opening day at the Repertory Theater? Simply text the word Sunday to 84126 or go to the contest tab at KTRS.com and you will be registered. The winner will be drawn Wednesday, January 4th. Opening day of Sunday in the Park with George is January 6th. Don't miss your chance to win on KTRS.
Hey, Pauly, I think it's time for a sit-down.
A sit-down? That don't sound too good, boss.
It's okay, Pauly. You can pick the place. Pick a nice place.
Well, gee, boss, I'd have to go with Mama Campisi's on the Hill.
Ah, Mama's on the Hill, the home of toasted ravioli and the best chicken spadini in town.
Yeah, boss, Mama's is the premier family restaurant on the Hill. My cousin Gino had his wedding reception there, and they catered the going-away party for little Tony.
Oh, yeah, little Tony. He loved Mama's homemade dressing on the salad and their linguine with clams. Little Tony always had great taste.
That's right, boss. We could do lunch or dinner. They're open 7 days a week, and it's easy to find on the Hill at Edwards and Bischoff.
Okay, Paulie. Give them a call and make a reservation for tonight.
Sure thing, boss. By the way, when's the last time you ate at Mama's?
Oh, just last month with little Tony.
Mama's on the Hill. Reserve your next sit-down by calling 314-776-3100 or go to mamasonthehill.com.
Oh, winter! Time to get on our bathing suits.
Our what?
At Mr. Beast Pool Center, they live up to their motto, your family fun is our family business. And they've made owning a hot tub ridiculously affordable. Until now, hot tubs were heavy.
Oh, my back!
Some had to be placed by crane.
Okay, haul away!
And then you had to have an electrician hook it up to a 220 line, which could set you back $500 or $600. Then there's the additional electrical expense of heating up all that water. The new Dreammaker spas at Mr. Beast Pool Center are lightweight, and they're the most energy-efficient hot tubs on the planet. They run on 110 volts and are heated by kinetic energy, which means no high electric bills. And starting at $24.95 cash and carry, all you have to do is plug, play, and relax. Mr. B's Pool Centers in South County on Concord Village Avenue near Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry, and in St. Peter's just off I-70 on Sue Mandy Drive, putting the in spas. For more, go to mrbpools.com.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. For years and years and years and years and years, I've been driving Hondas, mostly Accords. So comfortable, reliable, safe, no problems. I'm at one with that car. But now, I'm driving the all-new 2012 Honda Civic. It's a bit of an adjustment, I'll be honest with you. First off, the dashboard, it's kind of 3D lit up like a video game. Okay, adjusted to that. Next, the Navigator, mastered. And if I can do it, anyone can. My gas mileage is phenomenal. I'm getting more than they say in the brochure. There's an econ button. Still working on that one. The look is sporty. The engine has a lot of zip. Handling is exceptional. All new for 2012, the Honda Civic. There are 6 different models. One is yours. Trust me. Save gas, save money, be safe. Meyer Honda, where we give you a 100,000-mile warranty with every new Honda. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business. NHC has been providing a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living, as well as skilled nursing since 1971. Providing our community's quality of care in memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. If you have questions about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit us at one of our 5 locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town and Country, and St. Charles. Come see why care is our business. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit nhccare.com. NHC, care that respects the individual, care that promotes recovery, care that is our business. Remember, visit nhccare.com. NHC, caring in a better way, day by day.
Permajack, solid as rock.
I've heard that Permajack is the best way to stop the damage and cracking caused by a settling foundation. But is it really effective?
The Permajack system supports your home on hydraulically driven steel piers. The support really is solid as rock.
Well, how can you know for sure?
After it's installed, each pier is hydraulically tested.
Aren't other kinds of foundation repair tested?
Old-fashioned concrete reinforcement can't be tested under pressure. You can't be positive the problem is solved.
Does that mean Permajack is harder to install?
Not at all. The Permajack system doesn't require a major excavation, no large crews or heavy equipment. That means less mess, less time, and because it is effective, it's usually less expensive in the long run. Plus, Permajack can be installed year-round, sometimes even from inside the foundation.
Fast, economical, and effective. Permajack is the best.
Permajack. Solid as rock.
Call Permajack today at 636-225-2553.
Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians, so choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
Tiny bubble.
Did we get anything from Mike Evans for Christmas?
I didn't check the mail today. Unless it came late today.
Must have come. Must have come. Oh, my goodness. I hope your teachers aren't listening.
No, they wouldn't listen to this show.
I was expecting like a bottle of wine or something, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. A good bottle of wine. Thanks for all you've done for my career. Yeah. Sincerely, Merry Christmas, Mike Evans. That's what I was kind of looking for. Maybe, look, in the rush, the post office is in trouble. They're going broke. Probably just slow. Come tomorrow. This week. Later in the week, probably. Nice Shiraz or something. Mike Evans is in Southern California. And where they say... No, it's Hawaii, where they say Mele Kaliki Maka, like that song. And he is brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. ThompsonPrice.com. You go to that website, and you'll find everything you need. The phone number, the showroom address, and all that good stuff. Thompson Price is proud to present Mike Evans.
And I want to thank you for the wonderful Christmas gifts. Oh, that's right. I didn't even get a card.
Well, you see, but here's...
For saving the show.
Well, here's the deal. See, you would be the one to give the gift because you get paid. You're kind of like... We're like a good... How would you put it?
How about that I save the show so you should send me something?
Oh.
No, okay.
No, I guess not.
Okay.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Well, you too.
This is for next year. I'm going to be the first to say Merry Christmas.
Well, you are. You are the first. You're the very first.
See, now that shows you how much I care.
That's planning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hauli maki iki ho.
Now, how
Happy
is
New
that?
Year.
Okay, so that Mele Kaliki Maka, is that really Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hauli maki hiki ho.
Hauli maki hiki ho.
Hiki ho.
Pretty close.
Okay.
Hauli maki hiki ho.
We got it.
Pacquiao's question, if Bill Gates gave all of his to the United States government, how long would it cover the United States national debt? 15 days, 30 days, 60 days? Answer in just a minute. Love Nugget. Another prediction comes true. I had predicted that Matthew McConaughey and his girlfriend, Camila Alves, would be engaged before the new year. They made it official Christmas. TV news. Here's a few shows that got reprise and will actually get at least three more new episodes. Last Man Standing on ABC. Revenge on ABC. New Girl on Fox.
I've never seen any of them.
Heart of Dixie on the CW network.
I've never seen that either.
I've never seen any of these shows.
All that CW stuff looks exactly the same to me.
Exactly the same.
I saw the promo for that one, that game show, and it's people that... What's the Stanley
no,
one?
No.
It's the first one you mentioned.
Last Man Standing.
Yeah, where they drop through the floor if they get a question wrong. I didn't watch it.
Really? Oh, that used to be on the Game Show Network.
Yeah,
it was like Russian Roulette or something.
Yeah.
It was bad then. It's bad now.
Yeah,
but cheap to make. Looking for a New Year party host, Frank O'Pinion. This is right up your alley.
Mm, sure it is.
Mariah Carey says she's available.
I'll take her.
$500,000.
That's it?
She'll be there for 2 hours and we'll sing 6 songs.
Wow. Man.
No takers yet?
No takers.
Oh.
Ashton Kutcher has been offered $200,000 to host a New Year's Eve party. Decline.
That's like 200 grand is like an insult.
Yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Also turned out a New Year's Eve party in Las Vegas. Said that she's doing well now, and she's going to have a little party at home, and she doesn't want to be going to Vegas and possibly getting into trouble. Mm. Where's some stars spent Christmas? Jack Nicholson? Kate Hudson? Jim Carrey, Steve Martin, Larry David. We're all in Aspen.
You know, I talked to Nicholson about that.
Why didn't you record it?
Well, I did, and I said, Jack, I didn't know, are you a skier, or do you just like the scenery? What's the deal with Aspen? Here's what he said.
I don't know. I just like the freaking mountains.
Good interview. Wow.
That is a hell of an interview. Yeah. You can hear that on Zipper Zaper.
No.
Martin Christopher.
John St. Jill.
No, Martin Christopher will have that interview tomorrow.
Okay. Joining President Obama in Hawaii, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, her husband, Russell Brand, was not with her. Well, actually, Katy's not going to be with Obama. Just Obama's in Hawaii and Katy Perry's in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I want to clarify that.
Sure, coincidence.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Odds and ends, Bruce Willis has purchased 12,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies and sent them to our troops in Afghanistan.
Good for him.
Wow. Very nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe is in such good shape now, he wants to get back to a sport that he used to do as a kid, boxing. I have a feeling Russell Crowe could probably be a mean boxer.
You bet.
Oh, yeah.
Go back and watch L.A. Confidential again.
Yeah, he's a tough guy.
He's tough, yeah.
Robert De Niro is a dad again.
Oh, beautiful.
The baby is 6 days old. Robert De Niro is 24,963 days old. Which is 68 years and a few months. And Lindsay Lohan just signed a big contract to be the face and the butt of Jag Jeans. The face and the butt of Jag Jeans.
What are Jag Jeans?
Jag?
J-A-G.
Never heard of them.
They're made in England. They're not real popular, but they're a...
They will be now.
They're a pair of jeans.
Take those jeans
spend
off.
$250 yeah. bucks for if you want to.
They look better when they come off.
See what he did there?
Uh-huh. Shut up, you idiots. Sorry, Mike.
I'm sorry, too.
Yeah.
Can I have a drink of wine?
Yeah, sure.
Or may I have a drink of
sure
wine?
Sure you can.
Boy, I was sick the other day when you called.
Yeah? What made you sick?
I went out and played golf, and it was the coldest day we'd had in a long time. I played, and it was 48 degrees and windy.
Wow.
So I was chilled to the bone.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't have played.
I shouldn't have played, and it was really windy. I came home. I could not get warm, and then I got the chills. I started aching and sick to my stomach, but it was like a 24-hour thing. That was fine.
Mm.
That's a good story, huh?
That is a really good story.
That is a good story.
I was wondering where
right
that was going to go.
It had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah, that was good. And way to go, Mike.
And finally. Are we on tomorrow?
Yes.
Good. I like being on with you guys. You're my favorite radio station.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm not. I'm suspended for 6 working days.
You're kidding.
No, these guys will be here with Bill.
He suspended himself.
I suspended myself because I'm sort of my own boss. And I told a joke, and I wasn't real proud of it, so I suspended myself for 6 days.
You know what? I would put yourself in seclusion in the Bahamas or something.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I'll tell you that.
Did I say it finally?
Yeah.
I ain't
man. No.
Anyway.
No.
Bill Gates, if he gave all the money he has, the United States government, how long would it cover the United States national debt? 15 days, 30 days, 60 days.
Tina Bobina.
I'll go with 15.
I'm going to go 60.
I'll say 15.
I'll say 30.
The answer is 15 days.
Idiots.
By Given's Life, Hollywood.
Boy, that's not good.
What, he got $30 billion? Carry us for 15 days? Wow. We're in some big trouble. That was Mike Evans enjoying a little bit of wine and entertaining you, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, thompsonprice.com. That family on Christmas that lost their house and lost their family, except for like one family member in that fire. That was a horrible, horrible thing. And the first thing I thought was, well, what the heck? Where was the smoke detector, fire alarm, or whatever? See, if you have a, and I don't know. Maybe they had all that. I would think they did. But when you have a security system and a good security system, I think people think it just means that, well, you know, if somebody breaks into the house, like a siren will go off or something. There's so much more to it than that. It's not just about being broken into. It's about fire. It's about carbon monoxide. There are all kinds of things that you can tie into a home security system, and it doesn't cost a fortune. The idea that it does, you've been looking at too many movies and seeing these homes with, like a safe room and 18 monitors and cameras everywhere. You can get all that if you want it, but Hackett Security puts security systems in all the time at an average cost of about $700. And then the monitoring to have somebody right there 24 hours a day, every day, making sure if anything happens that somebody is dispatched, that costs you about 70, 80 cents a day. It's so affordable to do. And you got to be really scraping financially to not be able to find a way to have security for your family, for your possessions, for the home when you're there and when you're away. See, that's the other thing. It's not just about when you're away from home. Well, we're both gone. We're at work, on vacation, nobody at home. We got it all secure. You need security when you are at home in the middle of the night at 3 in the morning when you're asleep and somebody decides they might want to try to get in there. Boy, that'll tell you what. To me, that's more important than when you're away. When you're away, nobody's going to hurt you. They may get in there and get some stuff. But if you've got a family, man, oh, man, there's I can't imagine anything more, a more helpless feeling than just feeling defenseless when somebody gets in there. It's good to know there's somebody out there who knows there's a problem and has got somebody on the way. And Hackett Security provides security for over 8,000 homes and businesses in the St. Louis area. They've been around over 30 years. And this, look, these TV commercials you see and these companies, they go, hey, you know, for $99 you can have a security system. Look, use your head here. Do you really believe that you're going to get an adequate security system for $99? The answer is no, you're not. You know what you're going to get? You're going to get a keypad and one sensor, one detector, one entry point that's armed, and then the price goes up from there. So rather than bait and switch you or give you something that's unreasonable to work with and blow it up from there, let's just tell you the average system runs about $700 for a very adequate system from Hackett Security. Hackett Security website is as easy as remembering the name of the place, HackettSecurity.com.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. They've cleared the accident in South County on northbound Lindbergh at Baptist Church, so things should be running better there. The only thing we have going on is some stop-and-go traffic northbound 270 between 40 and Ladue, and that's due to a couple tractor-trailers on the stall on the shoulder. And then that's causing east and westbound 40, those right lanes that are ramping on a northbound 270 to back up somewhat. And this traffic report is brought to you by Pearl Vision, reminding you to visit pearlvision.com to find money-saving offers like buy one, get one free eyeglasses or prescription sunglasses. It's another way they're different. Pearl Vision, clearly different. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Get a quick take on the day.
Say that again.
Get your eyes and ears on KTRS.com.
The internet, that thing's still around.
It's headlines and high fives.
You're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
Catch the news you crave on demand.
People of Earth, hear this.
If you haven't been to KTRS.com lately, you're missing a whole new adventure.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchit at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchit provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchit will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchit will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchit is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
The Big 550. KTRS.
Ooh. Yeah, he said it.
Ooh. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, but it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUDIO.
Prime rib and baked potato. $6.99. Tonight at Yucca Valley's at Florissant. The same succulent, mouth-watering prime rib they serve every day. Just $6.99. Tonight only at Yucca Valley's. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at YuccaValley's.com.
Introducing Progressive's exclusive Snapshot Discount, a program that tracks your good driving and rewards it with discounts. Find out more at progressive.com.
Well, I think we did a really good job today.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
Of course, I didn't hear it. Have a great Monday evening, everybody. No, Tuesday. Is it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Oh, see, now see, I messed up because it seems like Monday.
It does.
And had I not messed up, I would have been out, and then the Randy Newman would sing, and everything would have sounded professional.
I suspend yourself.
I hope. You know what? I am. I'm going to double my suspension.
Crazy.
I'm on double suspension.
Wow.
And if there are any radio scouts that were listening today, because, you know, it's like baseball. They
sure.
send people out to listen. They go, hey, let's try to hire those guys. Please don't think that this is in any way indicative of the way we normally do it.
It's
show.
Just one error.
Yeah, this is just one mistake. It's rare. So please, take into consideration all the other really great parts of our show today, if you would. If you're thinking about hiring, okay? Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.